Nautical charts play a necessary role in Alaska's economy and lifestyle. Their accuracy affects the tourism industry, the fishing industry, and resource development. There's a review panel that meets twice per year to talk about these tools. They advise the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration on its marine and coastal mapping programs. Last week, they met in Juneau to talk about what's next. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on Alaska's priorities and the developing focus on the Arctic.
Every summer, tour operators take boatloads of sightseers along the coastline of the Kenai Fjords National Park. There are these moments that the guides are looking for when someone spots a bear or a colony of sea lions, or when they motor up to a glacier, they slow down and they drift closer. It's this type of interaction with nature that plays out over and over again with tourists in the state. But Eric Simpson of Kenai Fjords Tours says captains have to be cautious.
There's a lot of local knowledge required to work these places.
In a business where the whole point is to get close to the shoreline, accurate nautical charts, maps of the sea and the shoreline are hugely helpful. And in some places in the Kenai Fjords, like Ayalik Bay, Simpson says the charts just aren't detailed enough. There, the Tidewater Glacier has changed a lot since the last time it was charted. Now there are reefs and shoals that don't appear anywhere on the nautical charts.
You know, it's not necessarily that the information that's there is wrong. It's just that it's not complete. There's places where, you know, the water is deeper than the chart would indicate.
For boaters who don't know the area, relying on those charts could cause an accident. And this is a problem for a lot of Alaska. The state has more than 40,000 miles of mappable coastline. There are a lot of data gaps, places where the maps haven't been updated for decades, or in the case of the U.S. Arctic, places where the mapping data was last updated in the 1800s. It's NOAA's job to provide the charts, maps, and tide tables that sailors use to navigate the nation's waters. And twice a year, a group of marine navigation and mapping experts meet to talk about NOAA's navigation goals. At this week's meeting in Juneau, they focused on Alaska and the Arctic. They talked about everything from surveying the Arctic to moving away from paper charts to monitoring coastal erosion. And the meeting gave people like Captain Simpson the opportunity to weigh in on what they think those priorities should be. The panel also heard from tug and barge operators, cruise ships, the fishing community, the people who make up what's called the blue economy.
You hear the buzzwords of blue economy, but what does it mean for Alaskans?
That's Rada Hajinova. She's the general manager of Fugro Alaska. It's a geoservices company that gathers and processes mapping data all over the world. She says Alaska's mapping backlog, both land and sea, is daunting. But right now, she is focused on coastal mapping.
I mean, we are a state that relies on resource development. So when an operator is looking to site a mine or to explore new area, say Anwar, the coastal component is a must because you have to bring all the supplies. You have to sea lift. You won't parachute them in. And if they're not mapped, you're sort of at the mercy of a guess.
It's not just an economic necessity. The panel also heard from stakeholders in Alaska's coastal communities who rely on those nearshore maps for subsistence fishing. And the addition of a rapidly changing Arctic adds thousands upon thousands of miles of area that need to be explored and mapped. So far, NOAA says it has modern maps of just over 4% of the U.S. Arctic waters. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.